Mishnah at the end of Masechta Yuma, on that Peheyam Beis, outlines what Yom Kippur is mechaper for, which Aveiros. Mishnah says in source number one, you're following the handout. Aveiros shebein adam lamakom Yom Kippur mechaper. Aveiros shebein adam lachavero en Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheiratz eschadim. Yom Kippur is only mechaper for Aveiros shebein adam lamakom. The truth is the Mishnah and the Gemara there explain that there are some averus that you don't need Yom Kippur to be mechaper for. If a person violates any asay, a simple lo sasay, there's no chiyuv kares, if that's what they call mitzvahs kala, so then as long as a person does tshuva, then he gets the kapara immediately. But for averus chamuros, for the lo sasay sheyesh bo kares, mitzvahs bezdin, other things, so then you need Yom Kippur in conjunction with the tshuva in order to get a kapara. Comes the Mishnah and adds a caveat. It says Yom Kippur can only be mechaper with tshuva for avera shebein adam lamakom. But avera shebein adam lachaver, if a person wrongs his friend, if he stole from him, if he inflicted bodily harm, if he insulted him, so then Yom Kippur is not going to be able to be mechaper for that avera ad sheiratz eschaver, until he apologizes to his friend, until he asks mechida from the friend. Dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kol chat osechem efe Hashem tetaru. Elazar ben Azariah said that it's really a drush in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol chat osechem efe Hashem tetaru." Aver shebein adam lamakom yom kippur mechaper. Aver shebein adam lachavero ein yom kippur mechaper ad sheiratzes chaver. What's the drusha? What's he saying? So the Marsha explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant to say, "Kol chat osechem efe Hashem tetaru." Kol chat osechem efe Hashem, you can be tahar for all the chat osechem efe Hashem, for the aver shebein adam lamakom. Yom Kippur is going to be metahir you by itself, but chatoseichem that are not lifnei Hashem, chatoseichem shebein adam lachavero, then you have to be meratzes chavero before Yom Kippur can be mechaper for you. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah outlines a chiluk, a distinction between avera shebein adam lamakom and avera shebein adam lachavero, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. If you'll turn over the Shulchan Aruch, source 9. Narav says, "Avera shebein adam lachavero en yom kippur mechaper ad sheyifaisenu." Okay, it's similar to the lashon of ad sheyiratzes chavero. You have to be mefayis him. You have to appease him. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, "Meino mespayis barishona yarzav yelak papshniu shlishis." You gotta go two or three times. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. But b'chol par mikach imo shlosh anoshim. But v'meinu mespayis b'shloshim pa'amim eino zako klav. Try and try again, but only three times. After three times, then you're caught, says the Shulchan. Okay, that's the basic halacha that aver shebein adam lachavero, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper until you meratz es chavero, until you ask mechila, until you apologize. Many have pointed out that it would appear from the Mishnah that it's not enough for the friend to be mochel, but rather a person actually has to go and be mevakesh mechila from the friend. Actually, yiratzes chaver, he has to appease the friend. The lashon of the Mishnah in Bava Kamma is mashma like that. Mishnah in Bava Kamma, in source 15, says, "Avo bishu nosin lo, einimchalo achi yivakesh mimenu." That even if a person gives back the money, let's say he damaged someone else, his property damaged, or his mammon damaged, right? We talked about different types of nizakim, so we're focusing on this year. So he was mafsid mammon chavera. Mafsid mammon chavera. So he definitely needs mechila from the friend, but the lashon of the Mishnah is that even if he gives the money, he's not going to, it's not nimchala, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mochel him until he's mevakesh from his friend mechila. So the clear implication of the Mishnah is that it's not enough just for the friend to be mochel, but there's an inyan to be mevakesh mechila, to actually ask for the mechila. Ad sheiratzes chaver, he has to appease the friend and ask for the mechila so that the friend actually forgives him. Any point out, it's mashma like this from the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara tells a few stories of what the Amoraim did before Yom Kippur with those who were chote connect them, those who acted improperly toward them. The Gemara in Source 2, going back. So let's do Rabbi Zeira ki avale milsa b'havi inish habachol if etoni lekamei umam tzilei. Rabbi Zeira, if he had something with someone else, not that he did something, but the other person acted inappropriately toward him, so he would pass in front of him before Yom Kippur umam tzilei. He'd make himself available to that individual. So that this individual will come out, right? He'll ask mechila from Reb Zeira. And the Gemara says similarly, Rav havalei milsa b'havi ha'utabcha, famous story that Rav had some inyan with a certain butcher who had wronged him. Lo asa l'kame, he never came before him to ask mechila. So b'mali yom v'dekipur yomar ihu ezel anol if you say lay. So since the tabcha didn't come to Rav on Erev Yom Kippur, Rav says, I'll go to him. Ozal v'kami laveh, he went, he stood over him. Habiyosa v'kapoli reisha, the tabach was chopping the head of a... He was cleaning out the head of the behema. Doli eine v'chazia, so he lowered his eyes and he saw Rav. So amalei abba at. Rav was called Abba. That was that's how they referred to him. Abba at, you're Abba Zil, go away. Lesli milsa b'hadach, I have nothing to do with you. Basically, the Tabach refused to ask Mechila from Rav, so the Gemara says, Mahadi the Kapoli Reisha, Ishtamit Garma, while he was doing whatever he was doing there with the head of the animal, Ishtamit Garma, a bone jumped out, shifted place, Sumachi, Bekue, Bekadle, and it hit the Tabach in his head and it killed him. So you see from the Gemara that both Reb Zeira and Rav went to those individuals before Yom Kippur, those individuals who had wronged them, to give them the opportunity to ask for mechila. So if the purpose of bakoshes mechila is simply as a hechatimtza, as a way to get to the forgiveness, to get the friend to forgive, so then why do they have to do this? They could have just forgiven the other individual, and that's it. They could have been mochel them, b'lev shalim, and then it wouldn't have been necessary to go to the other individual. The fact that they went out of their way to be mamtzi themselves, to make themselves available to the person who wronged them, so that they'll ask mechila, sounds like the idea of Bakosha's Mechila is not just as a hechatimtza to be forgiven, as a hechatimtza that the friend will be mocha, but rather that there's an idea that the process is critical. The process of Bakosha's Mechila itself is necessary. That's what you see both from the Losh of the Mishnah Bava Kama and from the Mishnah in Yuma and also from these Gemaras in Masechta Yuma. The question is, why is that true? Why is Bakosha's Mechila so important? The process is important. Isn't the result the key? That the friend should be mochelin. Why is the Bakoshas Mechila so critical? So, Rav Sternbach in his Sefer Moed Muzmanim and Chelak Aleph Simen Nundalin quotes that he heard B'Shem Rav Itzel of Petterburger, the author of the Kochvei Or, that he wanted to suggest that the idea of the Bakoshas Mechila is that a person, the Chote, should be Machnias Atzmo, he should humble himself, he should submit to the one that he wronged. He should be misbayesh, he should be embarrassed by the chait. That's the idea. It's not enough just to get the mechila, to get the result. No, the bakoshas mechila is a critical part of the process of tshuva. The request of mechila is part of the process of tshuva, and that's why it's so critical. It's not just the hechetimtza to be makabel the mechila, but rather it's part of the process to be machnia oneself, to be misbayesh, have a busha. Because it's through that busha that a person gets the kapara, he's going through the process of tshuva. The truth is, we find the precedent for this already in the Rambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, seems to imply that busha is part of the process of tshuva. This is the Rambam in Source 3. Rambam writes, Kol mitzvah shevat Torah bein asei bein lo asei im over odem alachas mehen bein bezodem bein mishkoga. All the mitzvahs of Torah, asays and los asays, etc. Kishiyasu tshuva v'yoshu v'cheto chayev l'hisvados l'fnei hakel baruch hu. When a person does tshuva, then he has to be misvado, he has to confess whatever aveira he's done before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone stops on the Rambam, is tshuva mitzvah, not a mitzvah? It sounds like the chiyuv is the vidui, not the tshuva. Okay. The Rav had a very famous tshuva drash about that, not for now. But that's what the Rambam says, that there's a chiyuv of vidui, and he quotes a pasuk. Vidui ze mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam, jumping to the third line. Ketza misvaden, how do we say vidui? How do we confess our sins? Omer, ono Hashem chotosi avisi pashati lefanecha v'yasisi kach v'kach. He confesses the Averis by saying, ono Hashem, he invokes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he says chotosi avisi pashati, there are different levels of Avera, b'shogeg, b'meizid, b'mered, There's a lot here. First, the person has to recognize that he did an aver, right? He has to have charata for the aver. Boshti b'masa, he has to have busha as well, express that busha. And he also has to have a kabbalah lahaba that he's not going to go back to the aver. Right? So he has charata. He has busha. Busha really is a shear in the charata, it sounds like, right? He's boshti b'masai, that shows how much charata he has. Kabbalah lahaba, and of course, the vidu, he has to express it b'fem. Express it b'fem. The expression, the vidu, actually heightens the busha, because he not only has to feel it in his heart, but he has to actually express it. You see clearly that the Rambam holds that a chelik of the mitzvah of tshuva involves busha, to become embarrassed for the aver that one has done. So it's not such a far jump to say that Bakashas Mechila might also be designed to bring a person to busha. Not just the vidui devarim, the expression of boshti v'masai. For an aver shebein adam lamakom, so that's what a person does. He expresses it. Tefillah. He stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he expresses his vidui. He says that he's misbayesh. That produces the busha. But bein adam lachavero, what greater busha can there be than asking for mechila from the friend, right? Not just waiting for the friend to be mocha, but actually having to go to the friend to be machnia oneself, to humble oneself, to submit to the friend, to ask for a mechila. What greater source of busha can there be? So maybe that's the idea, that since busha is such a critical part of tshuva, so maybe we need a bakashas mechila for aver shevein adam lachaver in order to lead a person to busha. So there actually is a precedent for this. There's a Medrash Tanchuma that the Bira Akra quotes on Shulchan Aruch that seems to imply that the idea of Akoshas Mechila is to be machnia oneself. He doesn't mention Busha explicitly, but at least this idea to be machnia oneself. Which Bira Akra am I referring to? This is in Source 10. I gave you the sources in the order of the Sugya, because you have to learn up the Sugya, but then you have to put it together and see that how the different sources come together. So on that Shulchan Aruch in Suas 9, Aver Shevein Adam Lachavero, En Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Sheyifaisenu. So there's an addition, right? It says if he's not Mekabel, then you have to go back three times. So there's a parenthesis quoting from the Mordechai Miu, Yomar Achakach Lufnei Yud Shevigesh Mimena Mechila. If the person is not Mochel even after three times, so then Ein Zokoklo, he doesn't have to go back again. But he should say b'fnei asara anoshim, say in front of 10 people that I tried to be mevakesh mechila from him. He didn't accept. So zok the bir agra tanchuma v'mhalach l'ratzos v'lokibol b'menu v'lokibol olav mayasa. What should he do if he goes before him and he doesn't? He's not mekabel. So he quotes something. We'll get back to that statement, but let's skip to the next one. Mayasa amar of Shmuel yavi asara b'nei adam v'yasa shura achas v'yom alahem tota ha'isa b'niu v'nchaveri v'halach l'ratzos v'lokibol olav. It's basic what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? That's the Tanchuma, that he collects the 10 people and he says, I had a ketata with him, I had a disagreement, I went to be meratze him, I went to ask mechila, and he didn't accept. Zokta Tanchuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu roa shehish bil atzmo umerachim olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he was mashpil himself and he's merachim on him, and he'll give him the mechila anyway, even if the friend will not be merachim. What do you see from the Tanchuma? What's the key over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at this individual and he'll see what? Shehishpil atzmo. The goal of being mevakesh mechila from the friend is to be mashpil oneself, to be machnia oneself, to be misvayesh from what he did. He doesn't say busha, but it's the same idea. It's not that the purpose of the mechila, the purpose of the bakosha's mechila is simply to get it. It's just a hechetimtza to be able to collect the mechila. No, it's the process, to be mashpil oneself. That's the key. The fact that he was mashpil himself, that's enough that the Bakashas Mechila accomplished what he was supposed to accomplish, then the person will be able to get his Mechila. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Mechila, he'll forgive the individual for the Avera, even if the friend will not forgive. Okay. So this is one approach. This is one approach that Bakashas HaMechila is in order for the person to be Machni himself, to be Mashpil himself before his friend, to be Misbayesh, from the Aveira, that the process is key in order to get a kapara. There are several issues, several halachas lemaisa that might hinge on this question. The fact that bakashas hamechila is not just a hechatimza to get the mechila, to get the forgiveness, but rather that the process is critical. That the bakashas hamechila is to be machnia oneself to be misbash. First of all, does a person have to be mefarik the chet to the friend? Does he have to tell him exactly what he did, or is it enough just to say, "Look, I wronged you. I did something to you. Could you be mocham?" Does he have to be mefarik the chet on that? So that relates to a more global issue. The Gemara in Yuma and Afpevav and Mebeis talks about whether pirat achet is ma'akev for all tshuva. Gemara quotes a stira. Yehuda commented that Rav Rami, Rav threw two psukim against each other. Ksiv Ashrei, this is in source 4. Ksiv Ashrei nisui pesha ksui chatov. That lucky is a person, appropriate is a person who is ksui chatov, who covers up from his averus. Ksiv, on the other hand, it says mechaseh pshaav lo yatzliach, that someone who covers up from his averus is not going to be matzliach. So what is it? Are you supposed to be covering up your averus and not being mefarid, or are you not supposed to be covering up? He said, "Lokasha habechet mefurisim habechet chena mefurisim." It depends. If the avera was public knowledge, if it was mefurisim, then he's not supposed to cover up. He's supposed to be mefarisim. The tshuva, just like the avera was done begalei, so to the tshuva should be done begalei. Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar of Nachman, kan baver shebein adam lachavera, kan baver shebein adam lamakom. Rav Nachman said that no, the chiluk is between aver shebein adam lachavera and aver shebein adam lamakom. Aver shebein adam lamakom, a person is supposed to be mefarid. Aver shebein adam lachavera, a person is supposed to be mefarid. Aver shebein adam lamakom, he's not supposed to be mefarid. Berab. Aver shebein adam lachavera, since the aver was mefursim stomach, people saw, people know, so that you're supposed to be mefarisim. But aver shebein adam lamakom, you're not supposed to be mefarisim. And that's how the Rambam paskins. Rambam actually doesn't mention both parts of the Gemara. It's interesting. Rambam says in Source 5, "V'sheva godol ashov sheizvada v'rabim v'yodiyah pshav v'lohem v'gal aver shebeino v'en chavero l'acher." "V'aver shebeino adam l'chavero," a person is supposed to be megala averosav, "v'omer lohem amnam chatosiv l'ploni v'asisiv l'kach v'kach v'arini ayom shavu misnachem." "V'aver shebeino adam l'chavero," a person is supposed to be megala not only do you not have to be a mefarisim, it's an azus ponim, it's a chutzpah in gilin. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is mefarid chatov, but b'fnei rabim, he's not mefarid. And he says vidui in the Shemona Esu, he says vidui out loud, he's not supposed to be mefarid to his friend next to him. He hears what he's saying. That pasuk is going on aver shebein adam lamakom. A person is supposed to be ksui chato, but aver shebein adam lachavero is supposed to be megala. Why? Because nochamo, it's the same idea. Aver shebein adam lachavero, mistama, other people know about them. Other people know about them, so it's appropriate to be mefarid because you're showing that you're doing tshuva. Everyone knows that the avera took place, so they should see that you're doing tshuva. So the Ravid adds to the Rambam, "Bamed Rambam Umrim Baver Shmein Adam Lachavero, Omer Avram, Ravid, V'chein Aver Asam Ufursamo, Asam Agulo, Asam V'shein Anim Chavero, Shekmol Shin Esparasim Achei, Kak Tzar Lafarasim Atshuva V'yisbayish Barambam." The Ravid adds, look, there are two answers in the Gemara. The Rambam picks on the second answer, that by Aver Shmein Adam Lachavero, since it's Magula, you're supposed to be Mefarid, the Chatan, you're supposed to specify. But Aver Shmein Adam Lamakom, it's not Magula, it's not Mefursim, you're not supposed to specify. So after Ravid, the first answer is also correct. That even in Aver Shebein Adam Lamakom, if it's Mefursim, then you're supposed to be Mefarid the Chet Barabim as well. Why should you be Mefarid the Chet Barabim? Because since it's Mefursim, the Aver was Mefursim, you should do the Tshuva, the Pirsum, so that you'll do a full Tshuva. You have to counteract the effect of what you did, counteract the Aver. What does that mean to counteract the effect of what you did? So says the Ravid, "Kach tzarach lefarsim atshuva v'yisbayish barabim." Ravid says that the goal of being mefarsim lechet, of being mefarid exactly what you did, not just I did things. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, divar, general, not the details. The fact that a person is mefarsein aveira shvein adam lamakom, mefarate his chet in the vidui, has to be mespayish barabbas. Fagusha. Now it's important to keep in mind that if people don't know, then you're not supposed to be mefarate. You know, there's a whole discussion if a person is supposed to be mefarad achet or not supposed to be mefarad achet. It's a shayla. It's a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. So we paskin, you're really supposed to be mefarad achet. But you should do it quietly. So many have a custom that they don't just say the lashon of the vidui, hashabnu bagadnu, that we have in the machzor, but rather the chayei adam wrote a longer vidui. Because that's the Hashamna Bagan we have in the Machzor is not Mefarad the Chet enough, because if everyone else is saying it, that's not a period of Chet. You're saying the same as everyone else. So the Chayei Adam wrote a longer Vidui. Many photocopy this longer Vidui. They have other, you know, special Vidui pamphlets where you can see all the details. So he's Mefarad more. He's Mefarad a lot more. But you see, if you say all the Chayei Adam, then you're not really accomplishing anything, because you're saying the Nusach that the Chayei Adam has. So that's still not a period of Chet. So it's important for a person to be thinking of the averas that they've done. You don't have to say everything that the Chayei Adam has. Maybe some of the averas don't apply to you. You know, say what is relevant to you. But again, if one is going to be mefarad achet, he should do that quietly. Because to be mefarad achet barabim, if others don't know about it, then that's inappropriate. It's supposed to be ksuichata. A person is supposed to cover over from his averas. Because the idea of pirat achet is to produce busha. A person is supposed to demonstrate that he is mizbayish. If you're just say it begoloi, so that means that you're not mizbayish from it. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be mizbayish. That's a chet shevein adam lamakom. You're not supposed to be megale a chet shevein adam lamakom to your friend. He doesn't know that you did the aver, so why should you be megale to him? It's not appropriate, the Gemara says. But by a chet shevein adam lachavero, if it was done bepirsum, then it is appropriate to be megale. Why is it appropriate to be Megala? So the Lashon of the Ravid is key. The Ravid happens to be talking about Averis Shevein Adam LaMakom that were Mefursim. But it applies to what the Rambam says as well. The Rambam is saying Averis Shevein Adam LaChavero that Mestama were Mefursim, a person is supposed to be Megala. Why? What's the purpose of that? Fabusha. Fabusha. The idea of Pirat HaChet is to produce the Busha. That's the whole idea. That's the whole point. That's if bakoshes mechilas to produce busha, so then it makes sense that you have to be mefarid the chet. It's not enough just to generally ask for mechila. The Bach comments that it's mistaber that you have to be mefarid the chet for aver shebein adam lachaver. Why? Because it's like bein adam lamakom. If for averes bein adam lamakom, we pass him that you have to be mefarid the chet. So mistaber for averes bein adam lachaver, you also have to be mefarid the chet. Well, what's the? There's no difference. They're different averes, but. The question is whom to be mefarid to. Right? That's the lashon of the Bach in source 8. Matsosi, I found hamavakesh mechila shepasha kenegel tzarach lefarish b'shasa mechila osa pshia drushos maharash. The drushos. Did you ever see the drushos of the Maharash? The Bach sort. So in the drushos of the Maharash, he says you have to be mefarid the chet for averes shemin al machaver. So says the Bach. I think he's right. Since we paskin that aver shevein adam lamakom, you need pirat achet. Who adinami bevidui yad lefnei chaver, also aver shevein adam lachaver also need a pirat achet. The b'ha ein lechalek ben aver shevein adam levein hamakom levein adam levein adam uben chaver. Why should you distinguish between the two? They're both averes. They're both different sugim. So if for averes ben adam lamakom you need pirat achet, for averes ben adam lachaver you also need pirat achet. He's a little trouble because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is not like that. The Yerushalmi, the Yuma, the Omar, Hadein the Chota al Chavir, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Hadein the Chota al Chavir, this one who was Chote to his friend. Sorech Lememarle, he has to say to him, Sorchis Aloch, I did bad to you. Right? Sorchis, I made something smelly. Right? I made something bad. Right? I made something bad for you. Vi Kibla, if he accepted it, Hatovus, then it's good. Vi in lo, but if he didn't accept, Maisi b'nei Nosha, he brings people. The Mephias lay Kodameon, and he's Mephias before him. So says the Bach, it's a little difficult. The Lashon Yerushalmi is that he says, Sarches Aloch, I did something bad. Something? Which thing? If you say you have to be Mephias, then the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is not a full Bakoshes Mechim. So says the Bach, Lav Davka, the Omer Bestam Sarches Aloch. It must be, it's not that he says, Stam Sarches Aloch, El Tzarek Mepharish, O Subshir, Kedefrishis, he has to be Mepharish, but he did wrong. So the Bach quotes the Drushas Marash that you have to be Mefarad Cheto ben Ola ben Chavero. He's bothered with the Lashon Yerushalmi that sounds like a stam bakoshes mechilas and us. And he says, no, obviously it's not stam, you have to be mefarish. And says the Bach, it makes sense, because if for Averis bein Adam Lamokom, you have to be mefarish, and for Averis bein Adam Lachaber, you should also have to be mefarish. What's the goal of the Pir Tachet from Ravid? It's mashma that it's to achieve a busha. To achieve a busha. That sits very well with what we said, that the purpose of the bakoshes mechilas is to produce busha. That's the goal. So if that's the goal, then it makes sense that the Bakoshas Mechila can't be just stam a Bakosha like the simple Pshat in Yerushalmi, but rather it has to be a Bakoshas Mechila with the Pir Lachet in order that the person is going to be Mizbayish appropriately, he'll submit to his friend, and he'll be Machmir. Josh.
So then all this applies
really
to the person who did damage or harm his father, but is there any chilek on the person who was harmed to like go and try to resolve the situation?
Bring me Rav from the Gemara that yes, there is such an idea. Rabbi Zeira went to be Mamzi himself. Rav went to be Mamzi himself. So you see, we'll see later that the Lashon of the Mishnah is that if a person asks for Mechila, you're supposed to be Mochi. You're not supposed to be cruel. Right? You're not supposed to, the Ramah calls this, you're not supposed to deny the Bakasha. But you see from the Gemara that it's more than just that you're not supposed to deny, but you're actually supposed to be Mamzi, so you're supposed to initiate and make yourself available for the individuals that he can ask for the mechila. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like a double, it's a two-sided process. On the one hand, the one who sinned, the one who acted inappropriately toward his friend is supposed to ask, but you see that the one who was wrong shouldn't just, you know, stand back and wait, sit back and wait for the friend to come. There's an inyan to initiate, to try to get him to come to ask for mechila. Well, we'll talk about why that's true. Maybe there's a reason for that, actually. So this is one halacha that might hinge on this question that bakoshes mechila is to produce busha, to produce, to make the person submit to his friend. Another issue that the post can point out is how one is mevakesh mechila. Should it be the individual himself, or can he be mevakesh mechila through an intermediary? So the Bach talks about that as well. The Bach continues that piece that we were reading just now. Source 8, he quotes from the Sefer Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is a famous Sefer that quotes a lot of Haggadahs. So he says, V'dad, the Sefer Ein Yaakov, diktek, miloshen Yerushalmi aniskar, she'achote yelech lechatchila me'atzma levakesh mechila. The Ein Yaakov is medayek from that Yerushalmi, the Hadein, the Chotal Chavrei, tzorech lememelei, tzorech esaloch, right? First he's supposed to say, I did wrong to you. The person is not Makabel, so then he should take other people and try to be mefakish mechil again. So the Sefer Ein Yaakov was medactic from Yerushalmi that you see that the chote lechatchil is supposed to go himself. He's not supposed to go through some other through an intermediary. Bilo kiblo oz yavi imo anoshim vechoz lebakish v'mena b'fneim. If he didn't accept, so then he should bring people with him. The lokemo shenog in mikzvos me'adam l'shlach tchila emtsoi sheyirtza Sheyiratza la'oluv lekabel pius ha'olev, that the embarrassed one should be appeased to be makabel the entreaties of the one who embarrassed him. So it seems, the Bach says, it seems like the minig is most people don't go themselves; they send someone else. But he says, from Lashon Yerushalmi, it sounds like really the individual should go himself. The chatzili should go himself. Why should he go himself? Well, what's the difference? As long as the person is mochel him, what's the difference? If you think he'll be mochel you by sending someone else, so you want to save yourself embarrassment, so why should you go yourself? The answer is, that's exactly the point. You shouldn't save yourself from the embarrassment. It's the embarrassment that's so key to the process of tshuva. The bakoshes mechila is to produce the busha. Obviously, sending through an intermediary is not going to produce the same kind of busha, so the chatchila person should go himself. He'll be mispayish more. He'll be machnia more if he goes himself. If he can't, he can't. If he can't, he can't. Look, the Mishnah Berurah quotes on that halacha. Mishnah Berurah in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reish Vav. Source 12. Right, so in Sirkot and Beis, he says, "V'nachon sheyelech ba'atzmo elav." Best if he goes himself. Lo yishlach tchila emtsoi sheyiratze sheyirtze lekabel piyusim. Shouldn't send an intermediary. But says the Mishnah Berurah, "In kasha lav leilech ba'atzmo tchila." Either if it's difficult for him to go, let's say he's not in town. He's out of town. He's somewhere else. He's away for Yom Tov. O sheyodeh sheyosa karav apius al yedei ish emtsoi. שיתווח ביניהם. Well, let's say he knows that it'll be better if he sent an intermediary. Look, he knows the guy has a close friend. They had a disagreement over the summer in camp. So I don't know, you know, he hit him a little hard on the ball courts. He came down hard for the rebound, and I don't know, he embarrassed him or something. He swished over his head, and you can fill it in better than I can. Okay, you know, something happened on the ball courts, but and he knows that this individual is a very close friend, and he can get the pius. Zokta Mishnah Brura, then if you'll get to the pius better, so then maybe it's better to go through the intermediary, because he might not want to be mispious to you. Mishnah Brura sounds like it's better to go yourself, even if you know that it'll go well with the other person. But why? It's better to go yourself, l'chara, for the busha. It's better to go yourself, l'chara, to be married with the busha. That's the second issue. Question, yes?
If the busha is not a necessary part, then it sounds like the busha, we're saying that the busha is like a hit or miss. Like really, the ikar is being the mechila.
Right.
If you can't get the busha, send a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get the busha, then get the busha also. Right.
So I think the answer is that a person can have busha even if they don't go themselves. They still have busha, the fact that they sent someone. Clearly a person knows that you're sending someone. So there is a level of busha there too. Next time he sees the guy, you know, obviously he did ask for mechila. Even if he didn't ask himself, there is an element of busha. It's not as great. Not as great. So it's better to send you to go yourself, because then the busha will be heightened. Yes?
If it was a bear that wasn't like publicized, and isn't it like a bad thing to get other people involved to like send them?
I hear, but I guess sending the shliach is not called being mefarsim at berabim. Berabim we normally think means at least three people, right? So to do it berabim, three people, 10 people, certainly 10 people is a bigger rabim. So to do it in front of 10 people, that wouldn't be appropriate. But to send one person, you're not being mefarsim the chait as much.
But like if you send something else to the guy, and he's like, what, like.
If you think it's gonna make it easier for the other person to be mochel you, so then fakert, you're not really being mefarsim the avera per se. You're only telling one person, and that individual is gonna facilitate the mechila. So maybe there's a greater gain than the loss. So maybe in such a circumstance, then it's okay. A third issue that might hinge on this question is, let's say the other person is not makabel the bakasha. He's not makabel the bakasha's mechila. Does it work? Does the bakasha's mechila work? So we sort of talked about that. The Shulchan Aruch referred to that. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if the first time he doesn't accept? So he said, try and try again. Imeinu mispayas barishon yazav yelav pam shniyo shlishis uvechol pam yigach imo shlosh anashim. But vimeinu mispayas b'shlosha pa'am imeinu zapaglo. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that if after 3 times he's not mekabel the mechila, he doesn't forgive, so then you don't have to bother yourself. Ein zokoglom. Sounds like there's no chiyuv to do it more than 3 times. Prichadosh points out that from certain Rishonim it's mashma that it's actually osa to do it more than 3 times. Osa? Interesting. It's really the Lashon of the Gemara, though. The Lashon of the Gemara is mashma that after 3 times you really shouldn't continue. Which Gemara? Gemara tells a story at the end over here. Gemara in source 16 tells a story about Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So, episode Rabbi Chanina was makbid on Rav in a certain case. We'll get to the story later. The Gemara says, how could Rabbi Chanina be makbid? I'm sorry. How could Rav have gone back to Rabbi Chanina to ask him a chila more than 3 times? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that someone should not ask a motu, that means a mechila. He shouldn't ask mechila from his friend more than 3 times. So once Rav asked 3 times, Rabbi Chanina refused to be mochalim, so then Rav should have given up. Rav was different. Rashi explains Rav was machmer on himself. Which bechlal is interesting, because the lashon of the Gemara is kalam vakish mat mechavero al yevakish mimeno yosu mishal sham. Don't do it more. Someone to say, you see from this that it's really awesome. You're not supposed to do more. Somehow Rav felt that he was different. The lashon of the Gemara sounds a little bit like it's awesome. The pashup shot is ain't zokoklo, that you're not mechuyev to do more than three times. So how can that be? If the goal of the bakasha is mechila, is to get the friend to forgive, so then you really haven't accomplished anything. Right? You haven't accomplished anything with the bakasha is mechila if he hasn't forgiven, so how can you stop? You should try it. Think of new ways. Try, right? The lashon of the mefarshim is try to think of new ways to be mevakesh, and hopefully he'll actually forgive you. But how can you stop after three? How can there be this halacha? Let's assume it's not an issa. Let's assume it's just that you're not mechuyev. How can you not be mechuyev? But you haven't accomplished anything. But if you understand bakasha's mechila, the goal of bakasha's mechila is simply that the person should be mispayish, he should be machni himself before his friend, because that's part of the process of tshuva. Then once you've done it three times, you've accomplished your goal. Your goal is to be mispayish. The goal is to be mevakesh mechila. The result would be great if you could achieve the result, that's even better. But the result is not as important as the process, as the act of bakasha's mechila itself. If the goal is the bakasha's mechila itself, to be misbayish through the bakasha, so then we can better understand how if you do it three times, then you've accomplished something. So you might ask, why do we need three times even? Let's just do it once. The answer is three times shows how far you're willing to go. Right? It's a shear in the amount of busha and the hachna that you have, that you're humbling yourself and you're submitting to your friend, you're asking for mechila. Yes?
So what if you do something wrong to someone else, they don't know if you did, they don't know that it even happened?
We're going to talk about that. Yeah, it's a very good question. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Yes?
If three times is a shear for the busha, so then why would one time be enough if he's meratzeh?
I guess it's a shear for the busha. If the aver is so great that the individual doesn't want to forgive you after one time, then you have to be mispayish more, because you apparently wronged him even more than you thought. But if he gives in after the first time, so then that busha is sufficient. The busha that you had in the first time is sufficient for the kapar. And finally, the fourth item that might hinge on this question, that bakasha's mechila is to have the busha, hachna, is the comment of the Ramah. Very interesting comment of the Ramah on that Shulchan Aruch. Going back to source 8. Source 9. The Ramah on that Mechaba says, Hagah, v'hamochel, lo yia achzori milimcha. That's what we made reference to before. The Maril writes, this is based on that Mishnah in Bava Kama, that the mochel shouldn't be achzori milimcha. He shouldn't be cruel not to be mochel. He should give in. Unless he has in mind the benefit of the Mavakish Mechila. He has in mind the benefit of the Mavakish Mechila. Interesting. Benefit of the Mavakish Mechila. So then he doesn't have to be mochel. He can hold back. What kind of strange idea is that? He has in mind the benefit of the Mavakish Mechila, that he doesn't want to give him Mechila. How can there be a benefit then? The Mishnah Berurah is a very interesting pshat here. The Bach has a different interpretation. Maybe we'll get to it if we have time. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in source 12, Sikotan test, Latova Samavakesh, Kideshye Nichna Libo Ha'orel Velo Yargil Bekach. You know, you have a friend, I don't know if you call him a friend, but you have an individual who makes fun of you constantly. He's constantly chepering you. You know, he's chepering you. That wasn't a good kasha. Come on, you could ask better than that. Yeah, that wasn't a good kasha. You missed the shot again. Come on, you can't get a shot in Bichlal. You can't get a shot in to save your life. You know, he's always nudging you, right? So comes Erev Yom Kippur, he says, I'm so sorry
I bothered you on the book. I really mean it.
So, you know, if perhaps for the benefit of this individual, you might say, I'm not going to be Mochel. I'm not going to be Mochel. You do it to me all the time. I'm not going to be Mochel. So you want the person to say, no, really, it's going to be different this year. This is going to be different. I'm going to really change. I understand you're right. You're the type of right. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't act that way to you. So for the benefit of the Mevakesh Mechila, you can hold back. Why can you hold back? What's the goal of holding back? Sorry?
Give him the busha.
You want to give him the busha. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. You want him to be machnia himself. If the goal of the bakasha is mechila, then he should be machnia himself. Then it makes sense over here. If he has a hachna, if he has a proper hachna, so then who are you to hold back? Then you shouldn't hold back, like the Mishnah says in Bava Kama. But if he doesn't have a proper hachna, you think that he doesn't have a proper hachna because he's done this every year, and then it's going to come back to haunt you. He's going to do it again. So maybe this time you can say, I don't want to give it. I want to make a deal with you. I want to see, you know, how much you want to change. So you're not doing it to lord it over him. You're not being misguy on him, as the lashon of some of them mefarshim. You're not doing it to be haughty. You're doing it to get him to be machni himself, to really be misbayish. So in that case, it's mutter to hold back the mechila. Okay, so these four halachas, the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, demonstrate this idea that the bakoshes mechila is to get the person to be machniya himself, to humble himself, to be misbayish. The idea that he has to be mefarid the ched, like the lashon of the ravid, to be misbayish from the period ached. They're better not to do it through an intermediary. Even if he's not mekabel the mechila, the bakosha, it's enough to do it three times because you've accomplished the goal of the busha through the bakosha's mechila. And finally, this question, this idea that for the benefit of the mevakish mechila, perhaps you can hold back and not be mochel him because it'll get him to be machmiya himself even more. Question.
So this whole paradigm of the busha being so important, I really do not understand.
Which mother?
Mother number 11. So he seems to be saying that the person that you're apologizing to might become embarrassed because you're different.
I'm going to get to that, Mother Imam. Yes, that's very important. Very important. So from all the sources we've presented till now, it sounds like the purpose of the Bagashas Mechila is to produce achna, to produce busha. But yet, there's another goal to the Bagashas Mechila as well. There are lines in the Mefarshim that seem to imply that the totsa'a, that the result of the Bakoshas Mechila, is also important in this process. What's the result that we're talking about? That there should be shalom, that the peace and harmony bein adam l'chaveru should be restored. That's the lashon of the Torah, the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, the Medrash that the Torah quotes. The Torah, in source 7, says, Va'osin Kain, why do we ask Mechila be'erev Yom HaKippurim? Now going back to the first line of the Torah. V'yiten kol adam alivo be'erev Yom HaKippurim l'fayis l'chol misha pasha k'negda. On Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah says, people should be mefayis, their friends, to make sure that they'll get a kapara on Yom Kippur. So skipping that, and then he has all the details we had before, that we had in the Rambam, how many times you have to go and ask. If he doesn't agree the first time, you have to go three times, etc. But says the Torah, what's the goal of the Bakoshas Mechila? Says the Torah, nothing about busha. He says that there'll be shalom bein adam l'chaveru, leiv kol Yisrael shalom. Samuel sees that there's no chet in Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Ve'omer Ribon Ha'olam, Yesh Lecha Am Echad Ba'aretz K'Malachei Hasharis. Klal Yisrael is like the Malachim. Ma Malachei Hasharis Yechefei Regel, Af Yisrael Yechefei Regel B'Yom HaKippur. We don't wear shoes Yom Kippur. And Ma Malachei Hasharis Enem Kvitza, Af Yisrael Enem Kvitza, Om Demam Raglem. We don't jump, we're standing on our feet. And we're in a kiyam kamalachai hasharis. That's one of the makaros that you're supposed to go to the mikveh before Yom Kippur. Ma malachai hasharis, the last one. Shalom beinayim kach yisov Yom Kippurim. Shalom beinayim v'akadosh baruch hu shomei dusan min hamakatrikin v'mechapalim. The goal of the Bakoshas Mechila is that Kol Yisrael should be libam sholem ze im ze. That produces the greatest sanegar in Shamayim, and it'll prevent the makatrikin from doing bad. So that's the goal. Goal is not so much the busha, but rather the result. The result is critical. Be'emes, it's really meduyuk like that in the lashon of the Mishnah in Yuma. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? When the Mishnah in Bava Kama says that it's not going to be nimchalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mochel the individual, achi yivakesh mimenem mechila, till he's mevakesh mechila from the other person. But the lashon of the Mishnah in Yuma is ein yom ha-kippur mechaper haver shevein adam l'chavero, achi yiratza es chavero, till he'll appease his friend. Sounds like the ritzui is the key, not the bakasha, but the ritzui is the key. The whole point is that the friend should be merutza. Not that you should be mevakish from him, but the result that he'll be merutza. Yes, question.
Then what's the story behind like going three times or did a Rebbe keep on going? If the whole point is just the result and the process, but how many times I go should be totally irrelevant. I should keep going until I succeed.
Right, so I was going to get to that actually. That's a very good question. So it could be that the reason why after three times it's not necessary to go further is because if you can't accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish, and perhaps even as some of the Mefarshim say, maybe if you keep on going, it's going to make the situation worse. So then maybe it's better to stop. Let the person ponder it. And maybe you'll have another opportunity later. Right? But that's the whole point. If you assume that the purpose of the bakasha is mechivas for the busha, so some might suggest, but I had the busha the first time. Why go back? So we suggested, no, maybe that's a shear in the busha. But according to this, maybe it's not a shear in the busha. Maybe the idea of going back is because the busha is not enough. The result is also important. I want the mechila. I want that there should be shalom. So if he's not merutza, if he's not appeased by my entreaties, so then I haven't accomplished anything yet. Maybe that's why you have to keep on going back. So why after three times do you stop? Because at a certain point, you've reached the point of diminishing returns. Right? Then by going back, it just, you know, he keeps on saying, just get out of here. You know, then they're going to start fighting. They start fighting with each other. So then you're not accomplishing. There's going to be less shalom. Sometimes you have to show that you're willing to go the 9 yards. You're willing to go more than once, more than twice, 3 times. You're willing to go. Then, you know, let him cool off. Let him think about it himself, and then hopefully he'll come to his senses and he'll be able to reconnect. Okay. This idea that the result is also important, and perhaps it's even more important than the busha. Maybe the key is the result and not the busha. Can explain a difficult Rambam. The Rambam talks about certain averis, bein adam l'chavero, that perhaps you don't have to be mevakesh mechila for. Really, that's interesting, right? Some averis bein adam l'chavero you have to be mevakesh mechila for, and the Rambam says there are some averis that maybe you don't have to be mevakesh mechila for. Which averis? That's the Rambam that I gave you, source 13 and 14. The Rambam minuchas chovel u'mazik writes, ein odom u'mazik chavero beguf u'mazik mamono. It's not the same if a person is chovel b'chavero, it gives him bodily injury, or if he's only mazik mamona, only damages his money, his mafsid is, he gives him a financial loss. Chamazik mamon chavero, kevin sheshile mashu chayav l'shalem, niskapalom. If all he did was he caused the financial loss to him, you know, he was playing baseball, and he hit a ball into the person's window, so as long as he paid for the window, that's it, he doesn't have to ask him the chilu. That's it. He's miskaper with the paint. But if he's chovel b'chavero, if he beat him up, gave him a black eye, gave him a bloody nose, then it's not enough to pay him for you know, whatever it is, busha, chamisha dvarim, nezek tzari, b'shevas, and boshes. It's not enough to pay him. He has to be meratzeh him, he has to ask him for mechila. That's the Rambam Menuchas Chovel Umazik, that there's a difference between Chovel V'Chavero as opposed to just causing the person a hefsid moment. Comes the Rambam Menuchas Tshuva, and he adds a point. Source 14. It says, Eina Tshuva v'lo yoma kippurim mechaprin ela al averish ben adam lamakom kiyo misha ochol dvar iser robo al di'ila asur och yotzi behem yom kippke mi mechaprin for averish ben adam lamakom av laverish ben adam lachavero kigom hachovel as chavero o hamakal al chavero o gozlo uchiyot zibahem. Einu nimchalo la'olam ad sheyitin l'chavero ma'ashu l'chayav lo v'irat zeh. If a person is chovel b'chavero, or he's mekal l'chavero, curses him, or goes over, he steals from him, that's not averi shebein adam l'makom, it's averi shebein adam l'chavero. He's not going to be forgiven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to forgive him unless he pays back the friend what he's chayav, and he's merat zeh him as well. Even though he paid back the money, he has to be meratzeh him as well. So the felt is mishtomim on the Rambam. Everyone has a kash on the Rambam. It's the chastira. The Rambam Hilchos Chovel Umazik says the only time that he has to ask mechila from the friend is if he's chovel b'chavero, but not if he just causes a hefsid moment. So why over here in Hilchos Tshuva does he say that if he's gozel as well, if he steals from the friend, then he has to ask mechila from him. He's a bakashas mechila. Why? Well, what's the idea? Well, why does he have to have a bakashas mechila in that case? So the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Chovel Mazik says the difference is that gozel is not like mazik. If a person is mazik his friend, he just caused a hefsid moment. So he wasn't mitzair the friend. He didn't cause him pain. There was a hefsid moment that was caused. So with the hefsid moment caused, he has to give back the money. He has to pay him for the damage so that he'll be shulling. Right? He makes the friend whole. He fills in the chisar and mama that he caused it. But if a person is gozel as chavera, what did he do? Not only was he mafsid him mamon, but he was mitzayer him. What's gzeila? Gzeila means that you steal from him in broad daylight, right? You rip it out of his hand. Not gneva, that you steal secretively from him. Steal secretively. you're not mitzayer the person because you took it, right? As long as you give him back the money, that's enough. But if you're gozel, you gozel, tzir lachavero, he's mitzayer him, so then he has to ask mechila. What's the Lecha Mishnah saying? The sod of the Rambam is that when do you have to ask mechila for causing a loss of money to someone else? That's where the hefsid moment involved the tzar. If you mitzayer your friend, then you have to ask him mechila. If you assume Bakashas Mechila is to produce a busha, that just like Aver Shabin Adam Lamakom, part of the process of tshuva is busha, so too by Aver Shabin Adam Lachaveh, part of the process should be tshuva. So if Bakashas Mechila is just because part of the process is having busha, then why does it matter whether I was Mitzayah the other guy or not Mitzayah the other guy? For this Aver Shabin Adam Lachaveh, I should have to have busha. So I need to be Mvakash Mechila from him in order to have the busha. What, I get an automatic Mechila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive me automatically just because I pay back the money? I need the busha, no? But if we understand that the purpose of the Bakashas Mechila is to bring back the peace and the harmony, bin Adam Lechaveiro, to bring back shalom between people, so perhaps we can say that that's why the Rambam felt that only if there was a tsar created initially by the Aveira itself, then you have to ask the Mechila. Because then you're not going to have the proper shalom bein adam lechaveiro without the Bakashas Mechila. But if you didn't cause tzar to begin with, then it's not necessary to ask for Mechila. It sounds from this Rambam that Bakashas Mechila is not for the busha. Bakashas Mechila in mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro is not for the busha. It's a practical type of thing. It's for the result, to ensure that there'll be shalom bein adam lechaveiro. So in a situation where one was not Mitzayer's friend, then there is no reason to have a Bakashas Mechila, because there will be Shalom Bein Adam Lechaveiro. The final situation that they talk about, where there might be an Afgemina, and the Shaila, that maybe the goal is simply to restore Shalom Bein Adam Lechaveiro. This relates to the question that someone raised. The Achronim talk about the following issue. We mentioned, do you need Pir Tachet for Mitzvahs Ben Adam, for Averas Ben Adam Lachaber? You have to be Mefarid Tachet. So we said the Bach holds you have to be Mefarid Tachet. He said it makes sense. If for Averas Ben Adam Lamakom you have to be Mefarid, for Ben Adam Lachaber you also should have to be Mefarid. It sounds from the Bach that you have to be Mefarid Tachet even if the person doesn't know about it. And as a result of being Mefarid Tachet, somehow you're going to make him feel bad. But that's the tshuva. The process of tshuva is even if you make him feel bad, but you're asking for mechila from him. So you're supposed to be mefarid tachet. The Bach basically says, without pirat achet, you're not going to accomplish anything. It sounds from the Bach that you have to be mefarid tachet, even if the person doesn't know anything about it. But the Magen Avraham adds a caveat to the Bach. Magen Avraham says, it's not true that if he doesn't know about it, you're supposed to tell. This is in Source 11. B'shas Mechila, this is the Hakdom of the Magen Avraham to Siman Tov Reishvav. B'shas Mechila Tzarech Lefarid Hachet Lachaverim. Bach, quotes on the Bach. V'nir Ali Zot HaMagen Avraham, Dem Chaverim Misbayesh B'zeh Lo Yifrod Osa. The Magen Avraham says, but if the friend is going to be misbayesh from that, if the one that you wrong is going to be misbayesh from the Pir Hachet, then don't do it. So this is well known in the Pesach that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta gave. The story goes that the Chafetz Chaim came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta for a Haskama for a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, I can't give Askama. He took the Sefer and read it, and after that he told the Chafetz Chaim, I can't give Askama. Why not? Because you say something in the Sefer that I disagree with. The Chafetz Chaim said that if one tells Lashon Hara against his friend, so you have to go to the friend and tell him the Lashon Hara that you said, and ask Mechila from him. So Salanta said, I don't think you should do that, because I think Faked, if you tell him the Lashon Hara that you said, then you're going to be Mitzahir and more. So you can't be Mitzahir someone else for your benefit. You want to get a kapara for the avera that you did, but you're going to be mitzayer him in the process. So what's the heter to mitzayer him in the process? So they say that the Chafetz Chaim probably agreed with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta fundamentally that if the friend didn't know of the Lashon Hara, you shouldn't tell him of the Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim, I mean, everyone agrees that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the Chafetz Chaim, the Magen Avraham, they all agree that if the person didn't know of the avera b'chlal, so to tell him that you didn't avera to him just to get a kapara, that's going to be Mitzarim. Why should you do that? Chafetz Chaim is talking about a situation where he knew that you said Lashon Hara against him. He knows the rumor. He just doesn't know that it was you. He knew that there was Lashon Hara said against him. He doesn't know it was you. Oh. So then you can tell him it was me and I asked Mechila. It's a different situation. He knows the Lashon Hara. He knows of the damage. So you're not going to mitzar him more if he knows that it was you. Maybe we'll be mitzar him more. Maybe he thought you were his best friend, and now he realizes you're not his best friend. I'm not sure. But that's the conversation. That's the discussion that the Yachronim have. If you're going to be mitzar the friend more by telling him about the Avera, should you tell him about the Avera? So Rav Sternbach in his Modem Uzmanim says that based on this Magen Avraham, perhaps we can be miyashev in a peculiar minute. The Torah that we quoted, the Torah quotes the Rosh, who says that the Erev Yom Kippur, comes the Erev Yom Kippur, everyone should be nosen alibo to be mafayas kol misha posha kenegda. And he brings the Raya from Rav, Reb Chanina, from the Gemara, that they went b'mali yom de kippurei to try to get the other person to be mafayas. So the question is, dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, you should try to be meratzah, a friend. There's an Indian of tshuva kol hashana kula. So why dafka on Erev Yom Kippur were they so medactic? And we still are. We have a minig. People ask their friend. They go to their friend. They say, "Yemoichel me for anything I did to you." Why dafka on Erev Yom Kippur do we do this? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes some of the Mata Ephraim. Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot and Aleph says that avada kol hashana kula you should do this. But the Rosh is saying that if you didn't have the opportunity to ask mechila from your friend the whole year on Erev Yom Kippur, you better do it because it's the final deadline. If you want Yom Kippur to be mechaper for the Averis, then you have to ask Mechila. It's just a practical thing that if you didn't do it till now, the final deadline is that thing. Comes Rav Sternbach and he says, no, maybe there's a different answer. Maybe the answer is that if you go Kol HaShana Kula, if you go the entire year, and you ask your friend for Mechila, suddenly in the middle, you know, after Seder, you ask him for Mechila, so he's going to think, what did you say about me during Seder? And he's going to think that you were poking him. And somebody's going to wonder, how were you poking him? So that's why it's better not. That's why people don't ask Mechila the whole year. But Erev Yom Kippur, everyone is asking Mechila anyway, each one from the other. So if you ask Mechila from your friend, he won't think anything of it. And he'll be mochel you. He won't think anything of it because everyone's doing it anyway, so he won't think that you were poking him necessarily. But you're asking, you know, in a general way, just in case. Just in case you were poking him. Maybe that's why the minig developed, the dafgan, Erev Yom Kippur, we ask Mechila, so to cover up, to make it better, that you won't be mitzayer the other individual, because the Magen Avraham says that if you'll be mitzayer the other individual, you're not allowed to be mefarid dechet. So the Pella is, if the goal of Bakosh's Mechila is to be mitzvayish and to be machnia oneself, so what have you accomplished? Why, your bakoshes mechila is not going to do anything because you're not mizbayish from the other guy if you just mevakesh mechila in some general way. So what's the purpose? What have you accomplished? I think the answer is, but of course, bakoshes mechila is there to produce the busha. That's certainly a wonderful, that's a wonderful goal, right? That is a purpose of the bakoshes mechila. But if we understand that there's another element in bakoshes mechila, tzvei dinim, that aside from the idea of having the busha, but there's also the totsah, the fact that you'll restore the peace and harmony between people. So then maybe a general bakashas mechila can still accomplish that. Because if everyone is asking for mechila from each other, so that will produce a greater shalom ben adam l'chavero before Yom Kippur. So maybe that's the goal. That even if the bakashas mechila, a general bakashas mechila without the pirat achet, is not going to accomplish a busha. But sometimes, like in a case where the one that you wronged, a case where the victim doesn't know of the avera that you've done for him, sometimes a general bakasha is better because you won't be mitzayer him, but at least you'll be able to restore some kind of shalom between you and the other individual. As we mentioned, the Mishnah in Bava Kamma says that if someone asks mechila from you, you're supposed to give him, you're supposed to agree. As the Shulchan Aruch said, you shouldn't be achzori milimcha, you shouldn't be cruel not to be mocha. And they quote a pasuk, Avraham and Avimelech, they quote psukim to show that that's what a person is supposed to do. The Ramah says there are two exceptions to the rule, that either if someone was motzi shamra, he said something bad against you, then you don't have to give him mechila, you don't have to forgive him. Why? Because you only have to forgive him if he's going to make amends. But if he spread lashon hara, and people are going to hear about the Lashon Hara, but they don't hear that he asked Mechila, so then he hasn't made amends completely. He hasn't rectified what he's done. So you can hold back on the Kabbalah's Mechila, you can hold back on the on accepting his mechila, on accepting his bakasha, until he actually does something. Maybe he has to be mefarsim that the lashon hara was sheker. He has to be mefarsim that it wasn't true, and then you'll accept the mechila. That's one certain situation where you can hold back. The Rama also says for tova samavakish you can also hold back. So it's a question exactly what that means. Bach has a whole interpretation based on the Gemara. We're not going to get to the Gemara. We don't have time. But the Mishnah Berurah said very simply that for tova samavakish means that he'll be machnia, as we mentioned, the case that we mentioned, that if the individual wronged you and he's doing it over and over and over again, so sometimes you might hold back from giving, granting him mechila, in order that he'll be serious. That he'll be serious in his bakosh and that he'll really change. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's very rare. These situations are very rare. In most circumstances, one should give mechila, one should grant the mechila. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Hamavral midosav mavirin lo akol pshaav." Someone who is mavral midosav, regular midos is that a person is taka mekane, he feels bad, he doesn't want to give in. But someone who's mavral midosav, so then vashamayim they'll be mavirin lo akol pshaav, mida keneged mida, tamarachim alavrios marachmin alav min hashamayim. The Gemara in Shabbos says that someone who shows rachmanis to other people, they'll show rachmanis to you. That's really the first part of the Medrash Tanchuma that the Bir Agra quoted that we mentioned. The Bir Agra in Source 10 is what happens if you go to the Miratza, the friend of Kibul Allah Mayasa. The Tanchuma says, Amar Rav Yossi ben Damascus, Simen ze yehimasa biyadcha kol hayomim, shab tamarachim al chavercha yesh lecha marachamim. Ein chamarachim al chavercha, ein lecha marachamim. So before he says what you should do, he says, but you should know there's a simen. If you'll be merachim on other people, they'll be merachim on you. If you're not merachim on someone else, they're not going to be merachim on you. That's the yisod. So basically, in most circumstances, a person should be mocham. Even if another individual wronged you. And it hurt before, but it's better to be merachim. Because the more a person is merachim on the other person, on his friend, mida keneged mida min hashamayim, they'll be merachim on him. It's yisod in life. It's yisod in life that if we let go of our feelings, if we allow, what do we say at the end of the Shemona Esrei? V'nafshikeh afar lakol tiyeh. If we are mochel others, if we're merachim on others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merachim on us. Taka, that's what we should do before Yom Kippur. We should allow others to get their kapar. We should be mochel others for anything they've done for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see how much we want shalom bein adam l'chavero, and he should create shalom between us as well, between him and all of Klal Yisrael, shall be zocheh to a gemar chasidut.